Just this past June, a report was released that projects possible scenarios in West Virginia given the proposed Clean Power Plan. West Virginia Public Broadcasting revisited the authors now that the final rule is passed.
Until this rule, there were no national limits for carbon pollution. That's why we
EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy announced the finalized Clean Power Plan in a video online, saying almost 4.5 million comments were taken into account between the proposed rule in 2014 and the final rule released this week.
It will keep energy affordable and reliable. It will steer us towards where the world is going, not looking back at where it's been.
In one of his own video releases, President Obama is calling the Clean Power Plan
the biggest, most important step we've ever taken to combat climate change.
President Obama is looking at his legacy on the issue of climate change. I think he's looking at positioning the United States for the international climate negotiations that are going to be happening in Paris in December.
James Van Nostrand is an associate professor at WVU's College of Law and the director of the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development. Van Nostrand co-authored a report last month that looks at how West Virginia can comply with the proposed Clean Power Plan, despite an almost unanimous consensus by state leaders that the EPA's rule would spell certain economic death in a state that relies so heavily on coal production and coal-fired power.
All of the above approaches that were suggesting would lead to compliance are still going to lead to compliance under the final rule.
That's Evan Hansen, the other co-author of the report that details how West Virginia can comply with the new Clean Power Plan. He and Van Nostrand have been carefully considering the options for several years and conclude that West Virginia will be able to meet the federal goals, but they say it will be a painful process. One of the keys to complying that federal regulators are pushing, along with analysts in the state and around the country, are efficiency measures beyond making power plants themselves more efficient. Chemical and biological engineer Jason Barra from the University of Alabama is among those who say incentives to make homes and businesses more energy efficient could play a major role in helping states like West Virginia meet federal goals.
And I think that's a part of the puzzle that is going to be somewhat invisible in most cases. The inefficiency can be built in a lot of ways, but in some ways, to me, that's actually one of the most important parts of this. It's just using what we have in a more efficient manner or developing new technologies that enable us to be more efficient.
West Virginia is one of the least efficient states in the country, according to the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Well, complying with the final rule is definitely going to require changes in West Virginia.
Again, Evan Hansen, president of the environmental consulting firm Downstream Strategies.
For one thing, less coal is going to be burned and less coal is going to be mined, so there will definitely be impacts for coal miners and coal companies. But it's important to recognize that in the scenarios that we looked at, while not quite as much coal would be burned, still about three-quarters of the electricity generated in West Virginia would come from coal. So this is not by any means the death knell for coal.
Hansen also mentions a program within the Clean Power Plan called the Clean Energy Incentive Program. It's designed to incentivize energy efficiency and development of renewable energy in low-income areas.
We don't have the details yet to know what portions of West Virginia might qualify, but this is something that could help soften the blow in West Virginia and help diversify the economy into renewables and efficiency.
The Clean Power Plan sets goals for states individually, but leaves states to come up with the compliance plans. Federal regulators strongly suggest certain compliance options, such as multi-state agreements and interstate trading of carbon credits. Federal regulators also have compliance models in place to guide states or to impose on those states that do not comply in the allotted time frame. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.